Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we're speaking with Adam Hoffarber, Managing Director from executive search firm Skywater Search Partners. And our topic today is, how important is tech savvy in a talent search? Adam, how does the web and mobile devices affect business today?
Well, Tom, I'm an executive recruiter in the technology field. I recruit the individuals tasked with not only understanding a business goal, but how to build a technical team that can design and create a product that the business can sell. The massive changes that we've seen in the past 3 to 5 years in the web, in software, and especially with mobile have completely turned businesses and the products that they sell upside down.
In what way?
Well, no longer is it important to have a website or purely functional software like it was 10 years ago. Now it's, you know, how sexy does it look? Do people actually want to use it?
Adam, can't some of the tech talk be overblown? Everyone wants to talk about the latest iPad and iPhone, but how does that affect the bottom line for an organization?
When you hear about a new product or a company when listening on the radio or watching TV, what's the first thing that you do to find out more info on it?
I Google it.
Exactly. So what happens if you have difficulty locating the company info, navigating their page or software, or figuring out how their business could apply to you?
Well, I'll probably just go on with my day.
And there goes another possible customer. Getting non-technical executives to understand the importance and resulting cost of technology, no matter the business domain, is often a big challenge. Next to that, one of the real issues that my clients have right now is attracting the right kind of talent that can create a great website or awesome software both effectively and efficiently. People talk right now about the war for talent out there in technology, and it's very real. I'd say it's worse than the dot-com era right now.
How do you measure that?
The average starting salary out of the University of Minnesota Computer Science program currently is $63,500, and that number won't be going down anytime soon. IT unemployment is under 2% right now in Minnesota. 5 of the top 10 most in-demand jobs by 2020 are in information technology, according to Forbes magazine.
Thanks, Adam. Sounds like Skywater Search Partners has a host of hiring solutions for Minnesota companies. Skywater and our other TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. Please listen every weekday afternoon at 5:20 during the Jason Lewis Show for another executive summary from today'sbusinessradio.com.